Join Planet Fitness and get the PF Black Card. Access 2,000 plus locations and bring a friend. Zero enrollment. $24.99 a month.
Hurry. This offer ends May 24th.
See club for details.
Well, yesterday on Monday, we started the week with the stock market mixed at the closing bell. The Dow was down 140 points. S&P was up one. This morning, we're down again. The Dow down about 103 points. S&P is down 15. It's now time for our stock and business update. Today, sponsored by Cetera Advisor Networks. And joining us from Cetera is Pavlos Panagopoulos. And Pavlos, with the debt ceiling negotiations continuing, I know that's got to be having some impact on the market, but yet the S&P is up 9.6% this year, fueled by artificial intelligence, and that craze compared to the Dow only up 1.3%. Now, why is that? I mean, you say necessities of life is where we need to invest, not pie in the sky grow investments, but it seems the pie is getting bigger. Explain that.
Yeah, the pie is getting bigger, but not today. We're seeing the market weigh heavily on this debt crisis that we're talking about. Welcome back, Bob. Graduation is almost over for most people, so congratulations to all the graduates, including your daughter. Growth is definitely an upswing, artificial intelligence. Cetera here, we invest for the long term. Once you look at valuations, and Bob, we look at the leading economic indicators, they're down about negative 8%. So clearly we're in a recession. Of course, the Wall Street media won't tell you that. Again, but you have to have that mental test versus Wall Street. What can I make? And right now, do I have the fear of missing out mentality?
All right. Well, does it really matter? I mean, as long as you're making money, why not go all tech or all NASDAQ?
We saw that in 1999, 2000. You remember that, Bob. Again, our kids were just being born or whatever. Do you remember how long it took us to get back even on the NASDAQ?
Well, yeah, 19 years, I guess, right? Tell us why it's so important to invest in investments that recover quickly, say 24 months. I mean, do you say that because folks need the money for an unexpected or the expected, like college, a car, house, even retirement, which might be right around the corner?
Yes, and again, earnings do matter, but it's called sequence of returns. As you get closer to retirement, those investments that fall less and recover quickly are more important than long-term returns that Wall Street keeps talking about. You know, Wall Street loves talking about looking in a rearview mirror and look what this portfolio did 3, 5, 10 years ago. Look at the NASDAQ, how much it's up, but they don't remind you it was down 30% last year. Again, you know what Cetera likes to say about making your house payment, Bob.
Yeah. Well, you can't make your house payment on a relative return like what Wall Street promotes. I mean, you can only make it with an absolute return. Banks don't accept relative money, last time I checked.
You know what, my kids, the next time they ask me for money, Bob, I'm going to say, here's some relative money, right? Bingo. So the debt ceiling fight continues. And again, you know, the real question is, are they going to, you know, spend $1 trillion or $2 trillion raising the debt ceiling? Will come to pass. Again, Washington will do what they need to do. But again, the longer they drag this out, I guess they're spending a little less money, right? So maybe tell our kids, relative money, you know, we'll give you some relative money.
Right. Even the Keynesian International Monetary Fund is lecturing us on our exploding debt. Now, its analysts say that we can't sustain expanding our debt by $4 just to get one more dollar of growth. I mean, we could have maybe back in the 80s, but now our national debt is at nearly $32 trillion. Have we hit our limit? I would think so.
Well, you know, the credit card seems to be maxed out. We keep writing checks and increasing the debt limit. Again, with no money in our account, again, private citizens know that doesn't work. And Bobby and I remember when I was in college at Mercer in Georgia, my mom gave me a lecture after I was overdrawn on my account. And I told her, gosh, Mom, I still have checks. How could it be overdrawn? But, you know, Bob, we learn from our mistakes, and I sure did at 18 years old. Again, Washington needs to fess up and say, you know, we really are kind of tapped at our limit. Debt just keeps feeding this inflation fire. No matter what the Federal Reserve does, it cannot fix the economy by raising interest rates, especially when the interest rates, now we're spending, Bob, on the interest greater than our defense budget. And now we've created a national security crisis. Again, we have a war in the Middle East. Again, we have a war in Russia. And again, Washington realizes, hopefully, that it's making a blunder and turns the ship around.
Well, what if they don't realize the blunder?
Bob, happy, happy, sad, sad. I keep our oil, our gold, our food, our real estate, and our health care. Again, Washington can keep kicking the can down the road. Inflation is here to stay, contrary to what the Fed says and what the Wall Street media. Again, inflation is an area that you can invest in and basically protect your purchasing power.
Happy, happy, sad, sad indeed, Pavlos. How can our listeners reach you and your team?
Reach us here locally, 505-828-4068, or go to our website, myfinancialsense.com, And Bob, have a great day. And remember, you can't overdraw on those checks, right? Remind our kids.
All right, very good. Thanks, Pavlos. We'll talk to you next week. Let's get an update on traffic and weather together every 10 minutes here on 96.3 News Radio KKOB. Candy Cruise.